Barbara Waters facing a felony charge for abandonment of a corpse and faces up to 4 years in prison if convicted. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. Not a Chamber of Commerce forecast here. This on and off rain will continue. In fact, becoming a little bit more concentrated later tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, there could be some leftover rain in the morning during morning commute. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary, high temperature barely up to 50, and then falling to the mid-30s on Friday night. The weekend looks better, brighter, sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, closer to the mid-60s on Sunday. Third nice weekend in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Earnest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Earnest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Earnest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Earnest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Crop circles. The Northern Lights. St. Elmo's Fire. Natural phenomenon, or just a bunch of drunks out having a good time? The Slender Man, Bigfoot, Mothman, scary things hiding out in the woods, or just a bunch of butt-ugly dudes? The pyramids in Egypt, the Georgia Guidestones, Stonehenge, landmarks with mysterious origins, or just early designs for the Waffle House.
There you go. Right.
Dracula, the mummy, the werewolf. Three legends of horror, or just three guys you shouldn't take a friend request from on Facebook.
Yeah.
These questions and more may or may not be answered when Health and Wealth with David Earnest goes All Conspiracy.
The super secret studios located in the not so secret studios high atop the Greg Udell building at 4101 West, what is it?
Wall Street.
West Wall Street. I knew I had something in there. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where are you? I can't find you here. There you go.
Here I am.
I got the wrong mic up there.
See? All right. Here I am.
Even the best laid plans of mice and
men. Okay.
And hey, we've got a special guest tonight.
Yes, we do.
This is probably the most special guest we've ever had.
Well, we are doing conspiracy theory tonight.
And there's a lot of stuff going on he could probably enlighten us on. Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Adams.
Thank you, Rusty.
A holdover from the Greg Budell program.
Yeah, on Thursdays.
Yes. You do your show, of course, on Saturday nights, and it's 6 to 10 now.
6 to 10, doing
all
4
right.
hours.
Yeah. All right.
That's fantastic.
And, man, I mean, people come out of the woodwork and got their own
theories and ideas, and Terry puts it all out there just to let you decide for yourself.
Pretty much.
So tonight we're going to be talking about all kinds of conspiracy theories out there, and some of them we know are real, like the Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and that group called the AOC. They want to turn us into something that we're not. They want to turn us into socialist.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe they are not going to make it a conspiracy. They want to make it the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the conspiracy is, the question is, why do they want to do something so stupid as to take the money and blow it away? You got any ideas about that, Terry?
Well, I'm a big believer in Bible prophecy. I believe the Bible's absolute true word of God. And I know that in the Bible it talks about in the end days, nothing would be bought or sold without the mark of the beast, which to me implies a one-world control system. And I think that's what we call the New World Order. I think what they're trying to do is to destroy the sovereignty of America, because we're what's holding back 300 million gun owners in this country. So what's keeping this New World Order, this one-world control system, from finally coming to fruition? I think they're trying to bankrupt the country. I've always thought that, but... I mean, you're the money guy. You know more about the money stuff than I do, but you can't. I mean, they waste money like drunk sailors on shore leave. Nothing personal, but I mean, they can't think of more new ways to waste money. It's unreal.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
And the effort that they're putting into to impeach our president is just unbecoming of anything that's ever happened in history. And so ridiculous, there's really nothing there that shows that he should be removed. If anything, they should be removed.
I believe so.
Exactly.
And so there's all kinds of conspiracy things. I'm gonna read about Jesse Walker in 2013. Identified five kinds of conspiracy theories from, his theory.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy outside refers to theories based on figures alleged to be scheming against a community from within. That could be kind of like something that would be going on in a local area, in my opinion, maybe.
Yeah.
The enemy within finds the conspirators lurking inside the nation, indistinguishable from ordinary citizens. That's definitely not the socialists. They are distinguishing themselves. So what those would be, I don't know. The enemy above involves powerful people manipulating events for their own gain. And that really, I think, is what the socialists are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're trying to manipulate the enemy above. In other words, they have power. They have all these different medias to discuss things, to brainwash through, and it's working, especially with the young people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to remove a sitting president who has made the economy probably the strongest it's ever been in history. Mm-hmm. Ever been. I can't even recall anything that's running like this. Look how low this unemployment is.
I know.
It's unbelievable. The stock market is still booming.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things.
And what was it he said? What was it Obama said? You're never going to get those jobs back. They're
mm-hmm.
gone. Got a magic wand? Well, we got 6 million new jobs.
Yeah. So
what was he talking about?
I don't know. Maybe he's the enemy below.
There you go.
That features the lower classes working to overturn the social order. And then you got all kinds of benevolent conspiracies. Those are angelic or evil forces, potentially, that are out there to do damage to us. So there's all kinds of conspiracies. But I do think that the enemy above, that is powerful people manipulating events for their own gain, is exactly what's trying to go on right now in the House of Congress.
Uh-huh.
I think they're trying to manipulate and get rid of a sitting president,
mm-hmm.
destroy our economy, take over the money, control of the money. A lot of people have always said this. What is it that controls everything? The most evil thing, the root of all evil, is money. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. They want to steal your retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Warren wants to tax the retirement plans. She's disguising it as taxing the rich. But essentially, 73%, we've said this before, 73% of the retirement money in our nation is owned by the middle class.
Mm.
So How does it stand? What do you think, Terry? Do you think that that's supporting the little people, the middle class, when she wants to tax 73% of the people who own the stock market, that is, i.e. us?
You know, David, I came up with a theory about 6 months ago. It's whatever they say in public, if you reverse it, you'll get the truth, what they're really saying.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they say is diametrically opposed to what they really plan to do. She's not trying to help. She's trying to destroy the middle class. No question. I mean, that's exactly what she's going to do. You nailed it. That's what they've been trying to do. And if you look at what the different presidents have done, the reason we're where we are right now is you got Clinton, who did away with the anti-monopoly laws for media. It used to be that you couldn't own two stations within such and such. Well, he got rid of all that. So now six families owned 80 or 95% of everything you read here. It's all controlled. And the Bilderberger Group, you got all these different groups that are basically, like you said, they're planning everything way ahead of time of where they want to lead us. And this isn't an of, by, or for the people government anymore.
No.
It hasn't been for a while.
I really believe that the enemy above, which involves powerful people manipulating events, is what is the danger and the biggest problem that's going on right now.
Absolutely.
I do believe that they're trying to take over, so to speak. When you try to force a sitting president that has done such good things for the economy and, you know, for the nation as a whole, there's something wrong with that picture. And as far as money goes, yes, I've been preaching for a long time about how you should be putting money where they can't really find it as easy. I'm not saying they can't find it because they print it, okay? But the point is, if you've got money in places that is reportable to them all the time and they know it's there and they want to tax it, 73% of it, of the market, if they want to tax it, maybe on a national sales tax, there's not much you can get around with that. When they buy an item like a car or a vehicle, they want to put a 42% sales tax on top of that. What do you think that would do to the economy?
That's on top of the tax that you pay now.
A lot of people think that those numbers are not accurate. They're absolutely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand when people, they didn't say that. I'm going, yeah, they did say that. That's exactly what they did
say.
And
they mean to do it if they get the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. They mean to do it.
Terry, you were talking about the, I think I heard you mention the Mark of the Beast.
Yes.
Nothing shall be sold. Without.
Right.
Anyhow, there's this company in, I think it's in up in one of the northern states,
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania, something like that, and the people who work there
have
are
the
all,
tattoo,
yeah, we're all the real, they're all real excited about it. They got a chip put in or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't really believe I could work anywhere where I had to have something implanted in my body.
No.
Because, well, this is a good idea.
I don't think so.
The fact that you're saying this is a good idea makes me think it's not a good idea.
Exactly.
So what do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. They're getting us ready for everyone to accept the mark of the beast, whether mm-hmm. it be an implantable chip or a tattoo, whatever it is. They're priming us for it.
Uh-huh.
What's scary to me is the media. The media, in my opinion, has been weaponized. It's totally controlled. Everything they tell us is from a scripted narrative. And they're trying to convince us that Trump's a bad guy. He colluded or whatever with the Ukraine. He's a bad president. He's a terrible human being. You know, the media, it just regurgitates the same socialist narratives every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't trust the media. None of them, in my opinion.
No, you cannot, especially about 80% of the media cannot be trusted.
No.
It's obvious that they are slanted.
Yes.
When it's so obvious that they are slanted towards socialism, there's something wrong with that media. You should be open-minded and present both sides in a unbiased nature. But they don't. Now, we are not the media. We are talk radio on a financial radio show, and I have my own opinions, just like, everybody else. But the media, the general media,
mainstream media,
should not be trying to influence, I don't think, the rest of the folks out there and brainwash them or affect them into trying to, you know, take over, so to speak.
Exactly.
And I do think there's something in that. I haven't quite figured out what the motive is. except for the fact that they just don't like things going good. I mean, why? Why would they want to damage us like that? I don't get it. I do not get it. That's another conspiracy, I guess.
Well, it's they have to destroy America. We're what's holding back their one-world control system. Because America, we are the hammer. Well, the Bible talks about Babylon in the end days. Now, keep in mind, Babylon's not a place. It's a system. They're installing the Babylonian system here, which is involves pedophilia and a bunch of the other things that we're starting to learn about. America is what the Bible calls the hammer of the whole earth. Our military is the strongest military on the planet, and they want to use America for their own purposes. And it's not, they want to get rid of the, and we're not a democracy, we're a democratic republic. Huge mm-hmm. difference.
Yeah. Right.
They want to destroy the democratic republic, the sovereignty of this country, and use America for their own purposes.
That's right.
My opinion.
Yes, we are a republic, and there's differences between a republic and an absolute democracy, I know, and I think that the republic version is the better version.
Absolutely, yes.
Because we have more freedoms and abilities to have a free market along with freedom of enterprise and doing what we want to do. If you want to be, say, like a radio talk announcer or DJ guy, like a Rusty.
Mm-hmm. What?
Who? You have the freedom to do it. You don't have someone come in there and says, Rusty, you're going to be a DJ, radio announcer, or whatever you want to call yourself.
No, somebody came into my room one night and said, hey, you ought to be on the radio. And then he left. It was weird.
Maybe it's one of those angelic ones.
And I've been told to get on the bus that's leaving town. You need to be on that bus leaving at 5 o'clock.
Or you need to be under, I don't know who that would be.
Get under the stage that you're leaving out. Hey, by the way, we're going to do this here in about 10 minutes. I got something special for both of you.
Oh, I love special stuff.
You know, they got this, what do you call it, going on, this testimony on this impeachment inquiry thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I have found some that probably did not get into the mainstream media today, because you know sometimes when it's pro Trump, it kind of gets shuffled away.
Well, I do wish they would do one thing. If they're going to do it, they need to fix it where Pelosi can smile.
That's not going to happen.
They'd have to go behind her ears and unwind all that skin back there, because she's just a rock. Yeah, if they pull back anymore, the skull is going to just shoot through the front of her face.
Well, maybe she could look for some high cheekbones, too.
Well, I think Joey described her as a woman who probably sleeps upside down with her arms wrapped around in a fold of her own skin.
I can see that.
And I'm thinking, you're right,
and
Joey.
And then she flies out early and eats some grubs and stuff before she gets on TV. And,
speaking of grub...
Yeah.
We need to talk about what we're going to give away tonight if we get someone call.
Yeah, if you'd like to call and talk to Terry, if you'd like to call and talk to David, give us a call at 272-9228. And if you've got some comments on some of these theories, please give us a call. And, oh, my goodness, it's ringing now.
All right.
You tell them what we got to give away.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is we're going to give away a coupon to...
who's this?
Texas Roadhouse.
Love Texas Roadhouse.
And we're going to give away pizza to Folk Lorelli's Pizza.
Ooh, even better.
So you get to choose which one you want.
Cool. I love Roadhouse, Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, good Texas food. Roadhouse is great.
Good steaks.
Fantastic.
And the bread's good, too.
Yes, I love it. Have you ever had any Folk Lorelli's Pizza?
Not yet.
Oh, man, we're going to have to fix you up.
I need
to
go.
It's some of the best pizza out there, mainly because of the ingredients. They use top ingredients. I don't really want to talk about what the other ones use, but they use top ingredients.
That's a conspiracy theory.
There you go. So we got a caller.
Yes, and I lost my headphones. How I lose something in this little spaceship.
Just don't lose your head.
Well, they were in it. They were in my headphones. That's like, you know, I went to this church meeting that was so tough.
Yeah.
How tough was it? Yeah, passed the hat and it came back with a head in it. So we have got a gentleman on the phone. We have got Soldier Boy is here with us.
Hey, did you hear the news today?
No, there was news today.
Adam Schefter is going to have witnesses call the California Raisins. Because you know why? Because they heard it through the grapevine.
Yes, I heard about that. Yeah, they heard it through the grapevine.
She'll be here.
Yeah, we do
that's
need
a good one.
We do need some comic relief in these trials and everything.
Hey, remember, guys, what the old saying goes, don't you?
What's that?
Hearsay is better than physical evidence.
That's what they say.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they say.
It gets more attention.
All right, man. Well, look, I've got your number and everything. We're going to fix you up with this Folk Lorelli's Pizza.
Ooh.
And what David will do is give them your phone number, and you let them know when you're coming.
Sounds great, gentlemen. Thank you.
Right. Thank you for your service, boy.
All right. I saw that earlier, that what he was talking about is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Remember the California raisin?
I do.
I've got all those things somewhere.
They will be worth something.
Yeah, they pretty neat on the way they dance with those little skinny legs.
And the Ray Charles one was pretty funny, too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's 6:21 now, if you'd like to call us at 272-9228. Don't forget that if you have questions about your finances, your retirement, just money in general. I know a guy you can talk to. His name's David Ernest.
Hey, I know him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, call him up at 279-7431. That's his office number. Make yourself an appointment to go by and see him. And it doesn't cost anything, no obligation. But you will come away thinking, you know, I should have called this guy a long time ago. 279-7431. And that puts you in touch with David Ernest. But right now, you can call and talk to Terry Adams and to David. We're doing a little something different tonight, talking about
conspiracies
and all these things that are going on in the government and just all the crazy things that they're putting out there.
That's right.
Like, oh yeah, we need to do that because it's not crazy enough what we're doing now. You know.
Yeah. So. I personally believe, Rusty and Terry, that you know, this is a really unique time in our country where there could be something really bad or something really good that could happen. You know, we're tilting to one end, we tilt to the other end, and there's just so much stuff that could happen.
True.
And it's just everybody needs to be concerned and to vote and to be on the safe side. I say when you invest your money, and this is, I'm an asset preservationist, as you know. In other words, I don't put it where it can be taken away very easily. Mm-hmm. And I do believe in being protected at all times.
Like a mother hen.
Yes, because you can't trust the forces out there. You can't.
Nope.
You cannot trust the stock market that it'll stay high all the time. Mm-hmm. You can't trust the government that it'll stay in a republic all the time.
Well, speaking of the forces out there, we got a call coming all the way from the traffic dungeon. Ladies and gentlemen, on our phone right now, it is Skipper. He's been down there taking care of traffic, and he surfaced long enough to give us a call. Hey, sir.
Hey, man. I'm actually out in traffic now on my way home.
Bless your heart.
Hey, Skipper.
It's been an ugly afternoon.
Yeah.
I think this is great, having Terry on. And, Terry, I know that you keep up with such things. The monetary fund and the folks that control the money, I wish you would talk a little bit about how the feds are connected, how it's not really connected to government. It's not really in control of the money.
Not at all. It's not a government entity at all. It's run by international bankers.
And see, that's the thing that has always kind of concerned me about all this. How much power do they have actually over? I know that Trump has done a lot for our economy, and the economy is coming up really good. But what I'd like to hear is what you think about how they could control it and how they could foil Trump on what he's doing.
Sure.
I mean, are they powerful enough, do you think, to, like, take the wind out of his sails on all of this good, positive momentum that he has built?
I'm going to let the money expert answer that. How much power do you have when you control a country's currency?
Absolute power.
Yep.
Indirect absolute power. And the answer to that, Skipper, is absolutely, they can put him out of business. The feds have the power to put the economy into skid.
Changing,
and we would all go into skid row if they took away our dough. And that's it. That's it.
Well, see, that's the thing. I get the feeling that these guys are more on the side of the Democrats than they are on Trump's side.
Absolutely.
You think? Like,
I noticed he has fought with them over interest rates, and he fought with them over a lot of different banking situations. And, you know, God bless the man for putting himself out there. I got to be honest with you, he must really have a security team that he trusts a lot.
He does.
Because I have been worried about this the whole time he's been in. When he finally made it in, the first thing that passed my mind was, you know, I hope the guy, I hope they don't try to take him out. And I'm all, and I'm almost wondering how many times they have tried to take him out that we haven't heard about it.
Right. Well, you know what they did to JFK? I honestly believe they took him out.
They did.
Well, we have to continue to pray for the man and his safety. And I think it's wonderful what he's doing. I'm a big Trump supporter and always have been since the very beginning. And I just appreciate you guys. I listen to y'all in the evenings, and I've actually learned a few things from you, David. So I appreciate your show, and I appreciate y'all tonight.
Thank you, Skipper. Thanks, we appreciate that, and thank you for bringing up that topic, because I would like to talk a little bit more about it with Terry.
Yes.
I'll be listening.
All right. What I know about it is when they passed...
Thanks, Skipper. We appreciate it.
Was it Wilson in 1933 that passed the Federal Reserve Act? They did it on the eve of a holiday, and there weren't that many people there to fight it. And the very interesting thing about that, speaking of conspiracies, the two most ardent people against that were the two millionaires that died on the Titanic.
How about that?
Huh. They were the two that swore to stop it because they knew, keep in mind, America, this was the third time we've had a, quote, national bank. The founding fathers had the foresight when they saw what was happening to get rid of them. I think Hamilton, I forget, one of them ran, that was his promise, I will get rid of the national bank if you'll elect me, and they did, and he did. The Federal Reserve, all it cost them is the money for the physical paper and the ink to print this money. Then they sell it to us at interest. Huh. What a gig. That's a great gig if you can get it.
I'd like to get in on that.
Yeah, international bankers.
Yeah, they used to have something backing it, like gold and silver, and now it's just the sovereignty and
I guess the
power of the United States.
The word of the government.
It has no value whatsoever. Nope. The problem with, a lot of people say, well, you know, gold and silver and all that stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. We utilize that in our programs all the time. We utilize those as a hedge inside our strategies that we do in these insurance programs that use the stock market. Mm-hmm. But essentially, we don't use them 100% because that don't get it either. Right now, I'm using more of something that has what you call volatility control. Now, that word, those two words alone should tell you why we're using the volatility control right now. What's out there?
It's volatile.
Very much volatile. It's so volatile that...
How volatile is it?
It's so volatile that anything could happen. So when you use these volatility control programs... it takes the heat off of you as far as, like, would you make money that year if the market goes down? Because you can actually make money on a negative market. And so there's things that these people that know more than me know, and it's all inside the portfolio, and they know when to change it, how to change it, and that's the exact reason why we made so much money this year on those products I've been talking about, because of that volatility control thing. And it's so important to realize that our government is so unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody knows who's in control half the time.
True.
And who's going to do what and who's going to pull what lever. And that's why you have to have volatility control. Call it a break if you want to. Slow down. We won't have a wreck.
Well, speaking of breaks, we're going to take a short one here. It's not going to be any commercials in it. This is going to be that special sound that I found from the hearings today.
The pro-Trump stuff.
Yes.
All righty.
You'll never guess... Who? Well, don't guess, because if you do, it'll
we wouldn't do
but
that.
Well, no, guess that. You'll never guess who the witness was. I this comes from like a secret microphone they had planted in there, so just you won't hear this anywhere
else.
All right,
okay,
These impeachment inquiry proceedings will come to order. Call the first witness. Mr. Carl Childers. Have a seat, Mr. Childers.
All right, Dan.
Thank you for coming today. We got you a nice glass of water there on the table. Anything else we can get for you?
French fried potatoes.
Somebody please get Mr. Childers some French fried potatoes.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Childers, could you tell everybody where you reside?
You live up there in the Nervous Hospital.
Now, Mr. Childers, I understand you have some information about the telephone call between the president of Ukraine and our president, Mr. Donald Trump. What are your feelings toward our president, Mr. Donald Trump.
He likes the way I talk, and I like the way he talks.
And I understand you tried to tell Mr. Schiff that there was no evidence of any quid pro quo in the phone call. What happened when you tried to tell him and his committee?
They racked to me and made quite a bit of sport of me.
By the way, I noticed you've eaten your French fried potatoes. How about some biscuits? Would you like some biscuits?
Mustard's good on them to me.
Somebody get Mr. Childers some biscuits and mustard, please. Now, the impeachment inquiry is not moving forward very well. Why do you think that is, Mr. Childers?
It ain't got no gas in it.
Very well. Can you tell me anything else about the phone call?
You don't need to hear things like that. You just a boy.
Well, Mr. Childers, I appreciate your concern, but I believe I can take it.
Let me think.
Well, we can recall you a little bit later today if you want to take time and think about it.
All right, then.
Before you step down, is there anything else you can think of?
I was thinking I might want to take me some of these potatoes home with me. I reckon I'll have me some of the biggins.
Somebody get Mr. Childers a sack of them biggins. And I'm going to call the next witness. Call in Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump. Thank you, Mr. Childers.
All right, then.
All right. So you won't hear that anywhere
no.
else because, you know, we go out and find these things.
Where yeah. do you these nuggets? Where do you get these nuggets? This is unreal.
I got a connection,
you
man.
Do. You got a source.
Man. Well, you know what? He's absolutely correct.
Uh-huh.
There's no gas in these proceedings.
And
they don't have any.
It becomes more evident every time they come on there. It's like I just can't believe that they would think that we would believe what they're trying to make us believe.
They think we're stupid.
They do.
Yeah, and even Carl is smart enough to see
uh-huh.
through it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you?
That tells you right there that conspiracy's not going anywhere.
He
not
sure
they're
likes,
smarter than that.
He likes some French fried
We're not that there. Stupid.
No.
I think
not.
You said something like that earlier on the radio, didn't you, Terry?
Yes.
We were smarter than that.
Yes.
American people are smarter than
yeah, this
that.
Whole Epstein thing is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on. Give me
and
a break.
See, everybody is taking their, their opportunity to be on in the media, and they'll throw that in there. And there is even a brewing company somewhere that is printing that on the bottom mm-hmm. of their cans. I can't think of the – it's
yep.
something that is kind of regional, I think. But it's all over the Internet and everything. And of course, I don't believe for any amount of time that this man killed himself.
No.
No.
No. He had a ton of money, and he had people who had a ton of money. And if he is indeed dead...
I don't think he's
see,
dead.
That's another thing. I don't think the man's dead.
I don't either.
And have you seen the thing that says this guy from Iran or
yeah,
something bought the island, and his name... It was
I'm a not to do
I been not to kill himself or something like that.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And it's Epstein with a beard.
It's
you
great.
Know, it's funny.
Well, it definitely is suspect the way it happened because, I mean, that's what happens in our country. We have all these things. I mean, like, are you familiar with Madeleine Brown, the mistress of LBJ?
Yes.
She blew the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
She blew the whistle. A lot of people don't understand or know that she had a child with LBJ.
Mm-hmm.
And that child actually sued LBJ's estate or Lady Bird.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he did. And but he didn't win because I think he dropped it because he had cancer and he died in the 70s.
Oh,
but there's no doubt in my mind after hearing everything and seeing the evidence that he was the son of LBJ. But... the fact that Madeleine Brown said that LBJ told her that the night before the assassination, that the next day, that those Irish mafia would never be a problem again. She honestly believes that he was involved with Hoover and some of the rest of them, and that they did do, they did have the assassination
yes.
plans.
So Mr. Hoover, are you going to the conspiracy meeting? Well, I don't have a thing to wear. But we do have a call on the phone, and it is Chris. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
There we go.
Hey.
You got a question for who?
Actually, for Dave and Terry, it's kind of a two-part question.
Well, it is two-part question night here on the show,
yes,
so you go at it.
All right, the first question would be, is there a possibility that Trump could get us back onto a backed financial, like away from the fiat currency.
Oh, you mean back to the gold standard or the silver?
Right, right.
I honestly don't think that he would be able to do it, although he might want to do it. The reason being is because there's so much of power in the lower house Congress that just would not go along with it, in my opinion. I just don't think.
Okay.
I just don't think he's got enough. He might, maybe in the next Congress, he could
get some help. Yeah.
If he could get some help, but it would probably be a good idea because it would really strengthen the power of the back end of the money standing behind it and everything. Probably would
be a which would also keep us, which would also keep us from going into a one world order. Mm-hmm. You know, where we had a sovereign currency and a sovereign country and everything else.
Yep,
exactly. I agree with you.
Yep, me too.
Yes. And, you know, I've always heard, hold on to your other piece of your question there, but I've heard for many years that there is no gold in Fort Knox.
I've heard that too.
I've heard that there's not a thing up there. There's some people walking around guarding nothing. So, you know, I don't know if we even have any gold.
I do know that about 20 years ago, the Chinese came to reclaim several $1 billion worth of gold bars of theirs.
I saw that, and the Goldfinger came in there.
Yeah.
And these guys were Chinese now. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not.
Well,
but that was a big fracas up there that day.
We tried to pawn off some tungsten that was gold-plated on them, but they were smart and brought a drill and drilled into one of the bars, and that was a big row about
After World War II, I'm not so sure that some kind of backdoor thing was done, because when the Chinese currency and everything changed over to the communistic type of situation they're in now,
mm-hmm.
they had a lot of you know, what you call gold-backed certificates and such as that. And I'm not so sure that some of our gold disappeared during that period of time. I just don't know. I've heard that could have been what happened.
I know where the gold is.
Where's that?
Watch a rap video.
All right, video.
I can tell you this. There's still Nazi gold out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's still
Oh, that I think that was the whole deal for World War II was to rip off all
makes
that
you
stuff.
Wonder.
What was that was on the other night with Burt Lancaster? The train.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
And that was his job to stop the Nazis, and everything was falling apart, and they're hightailing it out of wherever they were trying to get back to Germany, and he's dogging every step. But they did. They robbed Europe blind.
Well, you know what nobody talks about is what the Japanese did. They did the same thing.
I didn't know that.
They did the same thing. They robbed China. They robbed all those countries of all this gold. And supposedly it's being kept in Central America. That's one reason we got rid of one of the Panamanian dictators.
Hey,
but anyway, what's your second part of the question?
I forgot about Chris. Chris, you said
that was actually as far as the fiat currency. If would that make us better as far as a one world government?
If we got rid of the fiat, I think it would be better for America and the sovereignty of America.
Yes.
So it would be worse for the New World Order and all the globalists.
And we could trade up to an Audi.
There you go.
Yeah.
And any in and out.
Get rid of that fiat.
They don't want any money that's backed by gold or silver, because that would mess their system up.
Yep.
They want to use the computer-backed type of program.
Okay.
That's the reason why I'm really afraid of this new stuff, this Bitcoin and all this other stuff, because it's going to come out of nowhere and take over
eventually. Yeah,
cryptocurrencies.
I actually saw a place here in town the other day, and I'm not joking, that it had a big thing up there, Bitcoin. And I guess you can go in there and broker your Bitcoin.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, this, thinking about our money not being backed, I mean, you got money that doesn't even exist with nothing backing it. I mean, that's just kind of
exactly.
Weird.
That's where I'm coming from. Uh-huh. It's nothing backing it. The only thing that's backing it is the fact that they can mine it, and so much of it can be mined, supposedly. But wait, there's this new computer coming that's going to be like magnificently faster than quantum computers. When they come, they're going to destroy the current cryptocurrency situation. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe 666 will be right across our brow, and it'll be quantized, and that'll be the end of it.
Well, it'd be easier.
Let's hope not.
It'd be easier if everybody would just take a post-dated check. Now here's the $6 million, and I'm going to put this down for next Tuesday. Is that
good?
Yeah, next week.
That's a ticket.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, man. Chris, did that help you out?
Yes, sir, it did. Thank you very much. Right, enjoying the show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right. Well, I'm just tearing it up. We need to have Terry on more often.
I know it.
Yeah. And you can call in, too, at, what is the phone?
272-9228.
See, something kind of conspiracy tried to make me forget the phone number.
Sorry. It's a conspiracy it just make you forget the number.
So, what else we got here? What else are we talking about? We were talking about the people with the chip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. That's just too much.
If you really want to get into conspiracy, you got to look in my opinion, the biggest thing now is nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ability right now, and there was a paper written by the United States Air Force back in the year 2000. Now, keep in mind, guys, that was almost 20 years
mm-hmm.
ago,
yeah.
talking about what's called smart dust. Dust moat-sized microprocessors, computers, that can be programmed for biological missions. And this is the Air Force talking about the, quote, future of warfare. Released in swarms, they fall and they go to wherever they're programmed to go to do whatever they're programmed to do inside of a human being. This was written by our Air Force.
Oh, it's a real paper.
I asked my brother-in-law, who's a retired colonel. He goes, yeah, I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be able to do all kinds of things.
Well, mm-hmm. think about this, David. What if they do this and they have self-replicating nanobots that get inside of you and create, essentially, a chip without you even knowing it's happening?
Hmm. I can see that happen. I can see all kinds of things happen.
Scary stuff.
It's scary.
I'm not so much opposed to the chip as I am to the dip. Now, that Dean's onion dip. I love that stuff. That's great stuff.
It's hard to find.
Well, it's a conspiracy.
You can't just find it anywhere.
No.
You know, what I'm opposed to is being taxed at 42%.
Amen.
What I am opposed to is being having to report. Listen, if you're 20 years old and you've got a 401k or an IRA and they got to report it to the IRS and you've got 40 years to go before they even want to take your dough, what's wrong with that picture? I mean, think about it. We're not in a true democracy right now. We are in some type of socialistic system. And that's why I talk all the time about getting out of these programs and getting to the programs where they don't tax it and where they don't see it and it's not illegal. And when you do pull it out, you don't pay taxes on it. That's what I'm talking about.
And I love it. Stuff makes you think when you talk about things like this, you think about it. I do anyway. And I know I make a lot of movie references, but think about it. The Matrix.
Mm-hmm. There's so much truth in it.
Everybody's going around thinking everything's fine. Truth is, you're laying in this pod somewhere, and you're all hooked up to stuff, and you're living in a computer-generated fantasy, and you got to take the blue pill or the red pill. I mean, it's science fiction, but so close
Give me
to,
the red pill yeah, every
it's
time.
It's so close to reality.
I want
to
know the truth.
I mean, you know, I do know one thing, though. You get what's his name, Lawrence Fishburne, doing kung fu on top of a tractor trailer going about 70 down I-85. Now, that might be a little bit more fiction than anything else.
Yeah.
Lawrence a big boy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
But, it was, let's see, we've got about 15 minutes. Let's just fly through this thing, man. We're having a good time. Call us, 272-9228. And, Terry, you know, you're on 6 to 10
on Saturday.
On Saturday nights. Now, are you working with you have somebody come work with? I know the lovely lady that you...
The Little Short Mean Woman?
Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't produce anymore. I produce my own show, but I have two guys, two sidekicks, one's a co-host. That would be Postman. Uh-huh. He had an experience when he was 9.
He got visited. I was going to say,
He got visited.
Making fun, but he got visited or abducted.
He got visited. And he spent the rest of his life trying to figure out exactly what the hell's going on.
Wow.
And a friend of mine, Jason, and Jason's a lot like me. He's infected with Morgellons, and he's kind of wants to know the truth. So we all kind of get around and just have fun on Saturday nights for hours.
Wow. It's
fun. Sounds interesting.
It is.
I have a medical background, and I really get interested in things that could be wrong that even the mainstream medicine does not recognize.
Welcome to Morgellons.
Yes. My wife has something called mast cell disease, and I had to actually point her. See, we both have a medical background. We had to point her in the right direction. We had to go here and there. We had a great physician, but eventually I ended up emailing and explaining, because I used to work in a laboratory, these things that were going on with her, and they said, yeah, it sounds like mast cell activation or whatever, but
long story short, we went to Mayo Clinic and we got the diagnosis, and essentially 80 to 90% of the physicians still in Alabama don't even know what mast cell activation disease is.
Doesn't surprise
me. They just in the last 5 years started teaching it in medical school. So it takes a while for these new things to catch up. But, you know, to the conspiracy theory here is, you know, why, when they don't know something's wrong with you, they want to make you think that something's wrong with you up here, you know, in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Delusions of parasitosis.
And it's just not like that, because there's things out there that even the medical arena has no earthly ideas, just like this thing you have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've talked a lot about it, and I would like to learn more about it. But there's things out there that should be brought out in the open. Mm-hmm. We're trying to bring out in the open about how money needs to be reported or not reported, and how you can invest your money and not lose it in the market. Use the Trump wave that's going on and try to make more money and lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this product I've got right now, it made over 10% return. It's coming in over 10% return, but we applied a 13% bonus to it. So right now, these people are up about 25%. It locks in a year. If we do have some kind of unsettlement that goes on with the socialist side of our government, mm-hmm. and our economy gets slammed, these are the kind of things I'm trying to get people to take recognize that they can go up and lock in, not go up and then fall back down.
Right.
You know. And that's the message that I continuously try to put out there, just like all these other things we're trying to talk about.
Well, it's all the same. It's trying to prevent us from having the knowledge we need to make our lives better. They don't want us to know these things because it's to their advantage for us to stay stupid, dumb, not knowing anything.
Terry, let me ask you this. We were talking about this last night, David and I, and it's like the people who are trying to push this socialism thing through.
They're so stupid, they don't even realize that the Nazis were socialists.
Well, they get all this money. You know, somebody's pumping them some money.
Soros.
Yeah. He's got more money. I think he's got all that gold we were talking about.
Probably.
He was a Nazi, or is a Nazi.
He sure is.
But the thing is, if it gets to that point and we go to that, and all they got to do with their money is pick up and go.
Sure.
They go over to another country.
And I wish they would.
Yeah. Well, no, they've left us here with socialism.
Oh, no. I just wish they would leave before they do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that would be nice.
A lot of them said they were going to leave when Trump got elected. What happened with that?
And I don't know, but I saw Whoopi Goldberg the other day. And she's had those dreadlocks for forever.
Is that
and
hair, those things?
I don't know, but either. They're white now.
I know.
She looks like one of the twins off the Matrix. I'm like, have you seen? There are these two twins that look like that. They're albinos, I think.
She's in court in Britain back in the 1700s.
Something like that. She looked like she got a mop on her head.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm just like, you know, this is just too strange. Hey, phone call. Be right back.
All right.
Wow.
Well, you know, you can call them conspiracy theories, but really when you have gut instincts that things are not quite right, you know something's not quite right. I don't know that you'd really call it conspiracy theory. I don't think. What's your definition of it, Terry? Do you call it conspiracy theory, or do you call it something else?
You mean of what I'm feeling going on?
Yes.
To me, it's like the veil's tearing. It's hard to explain. There's a palpable feeling that something's not right, and I think most people feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicion.
It's very much so suspicion, because this is no longer the of, by, and for the people government that it was when I grew up.
No, it's not.
And,
not at all.
We got a phone call.
Oh, great.
It's brushed with greatness. Now, she calls Greg, and I know she calls Dan
Greg
Morse.
Budell?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us right now, it is Miss Pine Level.
Whoa.
Miss Pine Level, you there? Oh, wait a minute. I turned up the wrong place. You there? I'll get it in a minute.
Miss Pine
Hey, guys.
There she is.
Hello. Yeah.
I was pushing the wrong button.
I push the wrong buttons all the time.
You know how I feel then.
I got a question about Social Security.
Okay.
I get full disability, and I am 61 years old. And will I get like an SSI, like a regular Social Security check, or is this disability all I'll ever get?
You will switch over probably if they don't change the rules.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, you'll switch over.
Okay, by switching over, what does that mean?
You'll go to your regular Social Security that you were going to get.
But I won't lose my disability, will I?
You won't be drawing both.
Actually, it'll be the same check, just a different name, right?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if you know about, will it go up? Will it go down? I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
That's an important question.
Well.
But I've heard, I do not know if this is correct. If you were disabled, you can maybe like file when you're 61 or 62 and go ahead and file for it.
Correct. But you just, when you do that, you want to make sure that it won't change what you're getting. And so,
I really don't understand. That's kind of my question.
I have, I went to the university school of Social Security, and they crammed all this stuff into me for 3 days, but I have resources to answer some specific questions when they get a little bit complicated, because there's so many questions that are out there about it. So if you'll call me at 279-7431, I will find out everything you need to know by asking someone that's all they do is Social Security.
Yeah, because I've heard other, like friends I've got, some are older than me or whatever, but, they say after I got my disability, I started getting my Social Security, and they say they get one of each. But I just, that's what I don't know. And if I can go ahead and file, if I need to wait or whatever, but I'll call you. I got that number in my phone.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get you a hold of a specialist, and then they can get into some detail with you. There'll be no cost for this call. Just call.
Well, I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Hi, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, Spine Level?
Good. See y'all later.
All right.
It's good to hear your voice.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. And we've actually got another call.
All right.
I may just go all kind of crazy and just do this one.
Cool. Just cold call it, man.
Yeah.
Take it.
Health and Wealth Show, who's this? Okay, of course.
Center button.
I pushed the wrong one. There you go. Health and Wealth, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Hear you fine.
Hey, is old Ernest there?
Yeah,
he is.
Is that old Ernest like who used to,
hey,
do
Vern?
That thing old Ernest used to do?
He's talking about Ernest P. War.
I think he's looking for
Ernest P. War.
Ernest P. War. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Okay, I'm
there. Ernest Tubb, you got Ernest T. You got all these Ernest, I've been called all kinds of Ernest.
I know Ernest. He'd know me if he'd seen me. I'd like to ask you guys a question now, and I'll be real quick because I know y'all pretty busy.
Okay.
Look, who do you have to go through to get a license to open up a club?
Like a nightclub?
Yeah, like a nightclub.
I would imagine the city.
Yes. City council.
Of course, you're going to be selling spirits at this establishment?
Well, beer. Yeah. You go to a regular club. You got Hooters.
I can answer the question. In this city, you would definitely have to go before the city council, and you would definitely have to get a license for liquor and permission from the city to open the club. Otherwise, you're no-go.
Yep.
And you have to go in front of what now?
The city council. You'll have to go before them and ask, talk to them, explain what you're going to be doing. You have to go
through
the full gamut.
So that's what Hooters had?
Yes, all of them do.
Yeah, everybody does.
Everybody that has an establishment like that, and they sell liquor and going to have people coming in.
Okay, all right. Well, one other question. What about an entertainment club?
Will there be alcohol or anything involved?
Are women in various, not clothed?
Yes.
They won't turn. They'll turn you down
in a New York minute.
In a New York minute, right here in Montgomery.
Let me ask you one question. All right, why is it they can do it in Mobile and Birmingham and three other places in the state of Alabama?
Uh-huh.
Can you go through those places to get the license?
I kind of doubt it.
Not if you're going to be located in Montgomery.
Right. I don't know the closest place other than Birmingham. That those kind of clubs
exist.
Do
they still have a club?
I think they still do. They do in Mobile. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all local. And, it's all locally controlled. You can't get permission somewhere else to do it.
So, those council people are sort of getting paid off or allow it, because there's a place, it's been years, that was close to the Florida state line, and it was in Alabama. We was working up there selling, and there was about three of these strip joints that was right next, I mean, no more than a football field. But they were in the state of Alabama.
Uh-huh. Maybe they fell under some sort of zoning with Florida there, because, you know, that's over true. In, what is
no,
it?
No, but this was in Alabama. Uh-huh. It wasn't in Florida.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But if you're so close to the line, there may be some kind of overlapping, you know.
Yeah, hey, of course, we got to run because we're running out of time. But, you know, they were opening one over in Lowndes County.
Really?
Yeah, and they had, but the ladies were all older and had gastrointestinal problems. The place was called Tudor's, and it got blown out of the water. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, y'all take it easy,
you know, we got time for one more call, and there's one on the phone. So let's see what happens here. Let's see. You're on the air. Don't cuss. Who's this? Oops. Wait a minute. There you are.
Hello. Uh-oh.
They hung up.
Jumped off. Jumped off the line.
There you go. And we do have to go. I was going to finish out with something tonight that would be a little appropriate. And it's this young fellow. What's his name? Hang on. I think I broke it. There we go.
Rockwell?
Rockwell, yeah.
I remember that song.
Somebody's watching me. Terry, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for the invite.
Appreciate it.
We'll have to do it again sometime. And everybody that called.
Maybe we could make them on Thursday nights that Terry's available.
I would love to. So whatever you guys want to do, I'm always available.
We'll be back live Monday. Tomorrow night's a rerun. So I'm sure it'll be a good. This is going to be a rerun show at some point because it's so good. And we'll talk to you soon. And if you feel like somebody's watching you,
that call's coming again.
Probably are. Oh, they're too late now.
Well, we can talk to them off the line.
Hey, maybe a customer. With an average life, I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.